The 80th anniversary of D-Day will be commemorated in June. Mark Bailey from the Attleboro-based educational project Discover D-Day outlines why marking the event is so important. Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the Great Crusade, toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hope and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. This famous quote from General Dwight D. Eisenhower, Supreme Allied Commander, was on a letter sent to Allied soldiers on the eve of D-Day on June 6, 1944. It sums up the situation they were about to face in Europe. It was such an important day in the history of the world and can never be understated. After 5 years of German occupation of Europe, this was the culmination of years of planning, and there was no plan B. So many objectives were planned for the coming weeks, and although the planners knew that not all would be reached, it was the best chance we had to get a foothold into Europe and bring the war to an end. We must never forget those who fought for our freedom and gave their all for us to lead the lives we enjoy today. As the anniversary of Operation Overlord and the D-Day landings approaches, we all should learn more about what happened and remember the past and reflect on their sacrifices. The first 24 hours of the invasion will be decisive. The fate of Germany depends on the outcome. For the Allies as well as Germany, it will be the longest day. That was a quote from Field Marshal Erwin Rommel on April 22, 1944. The Germans knew that the Allies were planning something large. They didn't know when or where, but set up the fortifications of the Atlantic Wall from Norway to Spain, spanning 1,670 miles. An 80-mile stretch of coastline was the ultimate target in June 1944 for over 195,000 Allied soldiers. Those areas are still visited today by those who pay their respects to those brave troops, a truly touching experience that I still find hard to describe today. Having visited the sites many times, it still feels that Normandy draws you back to remember what happened on the beaches and fields of France. The Normandy invasion, the largest ever seaborne invasion fleet, consisted of 5,333 Allied ships and landing craft, embarking nearly 175,000 men, with 20,000 Allied airborne troopers also landing behind enemy lines. Operation Overlord was one of the most decisive days in history and allowed Allied forces from around the world to gain a foothold in Europe and end the 5 years of German occupation. With only 6% of the objectives reached by the end of the day, it was not going to be a walk in the park for Allied forces. But 11 months later, the war would be over, and the German capital city of Berlin would be taken. So many different people from many different countries come together and played their part with many different roles. It was a truly inspiring time, and we could all take a lesson from this time in history. So, why should we remember D-Day 80 years on? And why is it still relevant in 2024? Well, that's easy. It's history. And those that don't pay attention to history are destined to make the same mistakes that people have made in the past. Current situations around the world show us that some people do not learn from the past, and this unfortunately leads to conflict. The situation that we reached during the Second World War required a great sacrifice from many people around the world and should be remembered and taught to future generations. It was an all-in situation with wave after wave landings planned over an 18-hour period. Following on would be support operations to bring fuel, rations and ammunitions as well as two Mulberry harbours, to allow the large ships to bring in supplies directly into the coast of Normandy and start the road to freedom across Europe. As the troops started landing, these operations were leaving from southern England to arrive in France and provide the much-needed support to Operation Overlord. Many events will be taking place around the eastern region during the first 2 weeks in July. Please do visit these and take time to learn and reflect on the history of D-Day and the operations that followed.